My name is Barbara Lowe Fisher. I'm the mother of a son injured by DPT vaccine in 1980. And this is a reference commentary brought to you by the nonprofit National Vaccine Information Center that can be read on NVIC.org. In America today, there is an unprecedented assault on the human right to exercise informed consent to medical risk-taking. It is being led by one of the most powerful and wealthy corporate empires in the world, the global pharmaceutical industry. What is at stake for Big Pharma is a $1 trillion market for prescription drugs and vaccines. What is at stake for the American people is our health and our liberty. For more than a century, pharmaceutical corporations have created a lucrative monopoly on healthcare in America. They have done this by forging an alliance with a select group of medical doctors and scientists inside and outside of government who develop and promote widespread drug and vaccine use. Doctors in private practice who are encouraged to deliver drugs and vaccines to the people have become, perhaps without even realizing it, de facto drug company sales reps. Americans, who represent about 5% of the world's population, are the most highly vaccinated and drug population on the planet. We consume nearly 40% of all pharmaceutical products sold. In 2009, doctors ordered nearly 4 billion prescriptions for Americans, which is one reason why annual health care costs are nearly $3 trillion in the U.S. Today, our children are being given 3 times as many vaccinations as they got in the early 1980s. 3 times as many vaccinations means 3 times as much profit for drug companies and doctors selling vaccines. The base cost for a child to get every government-recommended vaccine in a private pediatrician's office has increased from $80 per child in 1986 to a whopping $2,200 per child in 2011, and that doesn't include physician office administration fees. The federal government now spends nearly $4 billion per year to purchase vaccines for public health clinics, where half of America's children are vaccinated. It is no surprise that vaccine development is one of the fastest growing sectors in the pharmaceutical industry. By 2013, pharma will enjoy a $36 billion vaccine market. In 1986, there were 3 major drug corporations selling vaccines in the U.S., and now there are 8. That's because in 1986, pharma blackmailed Congress into giving them partial liability protection from vaccine injury lawsuits, by suggesting they would have to abandon the U.S. childhood vaccine market without a liability shield. In February of this year, drug companies got what they wanted all along. The U.S. Supreme Court gave pharma total immunity from lawsuits, even if they could have made a vaccine less harmful. Vaccines, said the court, are, quote, unavoidably unsafe. So if your child is brain injured by a vaccine that you may not have wanted your child to get in the first place, all you can do is file a claim in the federal Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Even though the program has awarded more than $2 billion to vaccine victims, 2 out of 3 plaintiffs are turned away empty-handed. With no liability or accountability for those making, licensing, selling, and giving vaccines in America, there are no checks and balances to ensure that vaccines are safe and effective. Doctors who have been taught to believe that infectious microorganisms should be eradicated from the earth with the mandatory use of multiple vaccines are as ripe for exploitation as the people they vaccinate. The only barrier left to unlimited vaccine profit-making is the freedom for Americans to choose whether or not to use every new vaccine that pharma creates and wants mandated. Freedom of choice is something Big Pharma and the medical lobby does not want you to have. They know that many educated consumers in America and around the world are dissatisfied with the old pharmaceutical-based healthcare paradigm. They know that 63% of all Americans, including 76% of healthcare workers, are empowering themselves with information and choosing less toxic, less expensive, more naturally effective ways to achieve and maintain health. Today, millions of Americans are choosing to buy and eat organic, and avoid genetically modified foods. We are choosing to buy and drink pure water with no chemicals in it. We are choosing mercury-free dental fillings. We are choosing exercise and meditation. We are choosing drug-free, hospital-free births and breastfeeding. We are throwing away the bottles of prescription drugs in our medicine cabinets and choosing to get advice from holistic health professionals offering less toxic alternatives to stay well, like acupuncture, chiropractic, homeopathy, and naturopathy. And we are questioning why we and our children should be required to get a long list of expensive vaccines that carry serious risks and sometimes don't work at all. This is a health liberty revolution, and pharma knows it. So pharma is funding medical organizations, profiting from mass vaccination policies to press politicians into quickly passing laws that force Americans to buy and use dozens of doses of vaccines. They are demanding that everyone salute smartly and obey doctors' orders to get vaccinated or be barred from getting an education, health insurance, medical care, or a job. The goal is to, in effect, brand unvaccinated citizens as enemies of the state so they can be fined or imprisoned. Can this really be happening in America? Yes, it can. In 2007, we witnessed public health officials summon nearly 1,000 parents with their children to a Maryland courthouse policed by armed guards and dogs to show proof the children had gotten chickenpox and hepatitis B shots. Parents were threatened with stiff fines and jail time if they didn't comply. Last spring in Washington State, medical organizations joined with pharma lobbyists to pressure politicians to pass a law that requires parents to get the signature of a medical doctor or designated medical worker for a child to receive a non-medical exemption to vaccination. What this means is that some citizens in society who have MD or certain other medical initials written after their names now have the power in Washington State to pass judgment on the conscientious or spiritually held beliefs of fellow citizens. It gives some citizens who may be ideologically opposed to the informed consent ethic a green light to threaten and coerce other citizens into violating their conscience and personal beliefs. This expanded authority is added to the authority that medical doctors have had for a long time, which includes the power to refuse to grant a child a medical exemption to vaccination, even when the child has suffered a sudden and serious decline in health following previous vaccinations and could be more seriously harmed if additional vaccines are given. Right now, drug company and medical lobbyists are trying to put further legal restrictions on vaccine exemptions in Colorado and other states. In cash-strapped California, the PharmaMed lobby is pushing for a law that would allow doctors to give minor children expensive new vaccines for sexually transmitted diseases, like Gardasil, without the informed consent of parents. But what happens if a vaccine given to a child without the parent's consent ends up injuring or killing a child? Is anyone accountable? No. Nobody is liable in a court of law to be tried before a jury of our peers when our children and grandchildren are injured or die after getting vaccinated. Not the drug companies that made the vaccines. Not the federal health officials who licensed and recommended the vaccines. Not the doctor or medical worker who gave the vaccines. And not the state politician who voted for vaccine mandates or looked the other way while state health officials added another new vaccine to the required list. Nobody is held accountable or liable when a child is injured or killed by vaccines in America, except the parent of that child, whose informed consent rights may have been violated by fellow citizens wielding power they should never have been given. This is a health liberty revolution. After 50 years of heavy prescription drug and vaccine use, Americans are waking up to the fact that they are not healthier, but are sicker than ever before, and they are asking a lot of questions. More of us are wondering why doctors inside and outside of government are insisting that every child get 70 doses of 16 vaccines starting on the first day of life, and why that list includes expensive new vaccines for mild diseases like chickenpox and for diseases you can't catch in a classroom like hepatitis B. More of us are asking why we have to get a flu shot every year and why healthcare workers are losing their jobs if they don't. More of us are looking at vaccine studies published in the medical literature, many of which are paid for by drug companies or public health agencies promoting one-size-fits-all vaccine policies, only to discover that a lot of those studies are the best junk science that money can buy. More of us are watching doctors paid by pharma persuade journalists to demonize anyone asking questions about vaccination, so other people are afraid to speak up because they know they will be targeted for humiliation and persecution. But mostly, we're asking why so many of our highly vaccinated children are so sick, with no good explanation coming from the public health officials and doctors we have trusted with their health. Today, one child in six in America is learning disabled. One in nine has asthma. One in 10 is diagnosed with ADHD. One in 110 develops autism. One in 450 becomes diabetic. And millions more are suffering with severe allergies, inflammatory bowel disorders, crippling depression, and other kinds of brain and immune system dysfunction, while America's infant mortality rate ranks among the worst of all developed nations. 6 out of 1,000 babies born live in America die before their first birthday. Despite the reality that more vaccination does not equal better individual and public health, there are over 3,000 new vaccine clinical trials underway. Pharma is creating new genetically engineered vaccines, which will ramp up the manipulation of our immune systems and even change our DNA to prevent everything from tooth decay, acne, and smoking, to high blood pressure, herpes, gonorrhea, and HIV/AIDS. It is time for all of us to stand up and end our participation in the failed pharma-based healthcare paradigm, so we can take back our health and our liberty. If vaccines are safe and effective for everyone, then those who choose to get vaccinated should have nothing to fear from those who choose not to get vaccinated. If vaccines are not safe and effective for everyone, then it is unethical to require anyone to get vaccinated without their informed consent. The human right to protect bodily integrity trumps any authority the state gives to some citizens to coerce other citizens into taking medical risks against their will. Because if the state can tag, track down, and force individuals to be injected with biologicals of known and unknown toxicity today, then there will be no limit on which individual freedoms the state can take away in the name of the greater good tomorrow. Please go to nvic.org and volunteer to work in your state to defend vaccine exemptions. Empower yourself and stand up for liberty today. It's your health, your family, your choice.